Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Marco, your host, and along by my side is my co-host, Joseph.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, and today we'll be talking about gambling, why it's so addicting, and how it affects your mental health in the long run. So, Joseph, what do you have to say on the topic of gambling?
Well, I think there's many things that affect people's personal lives and mental health, especially in the casino, you know. You go in and you step through the doors and it's like you're in another world, you know. It's like you're in their world. And you know, I've seen a lot of new machines brought in with, you know, new bright lights, new you know, new sounds, you know, that, and believe it or not, they're really addicting for certain aspects of the game are really addicting, you know. And I think that's one thing that capitalizes on them is their sounds and lights, you know.
Right, so all that attracts, you know, that
it attracts people to come in.
Right, and so all those things combined, you know, really, I read is that they stimulate the brain's reward system much like drugs or alcohol can, leading to addiction.
Right.
This is why gambling and casinos are really not where you want to be.
Oh yeah, no, the addiction aspect of it, you know, that's when you could say, you know, it's really getting bad for certain people, you know, the,
absolutely,
like you said, those sounds and the drugs and alcohol, it's a stimulant, just as a casino would, just without the harmfulness to your, you know, your actual insides and of your body, you know, but
right,
it's very similar.
Now, what would you say are certain things based off personal experience that make you want to come back?
Oh, well, you know, there are tons of things, from everything from, you know, the sounds of chips, you know, people at certain tables, you know, you just see them fondling with the chips and messing around with them and hearing the sounds of them.
Uh-huh.
Everything from that to, you know, touching the cards and feeling the cards, you know, having that ownership of them for that little bit of time, you know.
Right.
It does play a part in it, you know.
Okay.
For example, a very smart thing that I believe the casino does is they will have, like, let's say a $5 minimum table that is per bet, and
uh-huh,
they make it so you cannot touch the cards.
Okay.
However, if you were to increase your bet each hand to, let's say, $10 or $15, they allow you to touch the cards and, you know, feel them and do whatever with them.
Right, so it makes you feel like you're in control.
Right.
But in reality, the house has an edge over you.
Exactly.
And
just because,
run,
yeah, just lose. Because you're touching your, you know, touching the cards really doesn't mean anything, you know. At the end of the day, you're still playing by their rules, by their minimum bets, you know. It's
right.
It's kind of like them having their unlimited bankroll. They have such a large bankroll. They have new dealers to come in and deal to you every 30 minutes. They have an unlimited, almost unlimited bankroll versus your small bankroll. You know, they have tons of edges against you, but those little things, touching the cards, you know, hearing the chips, make you feel like you have the edge, and that's what I think brings people back.
Wow, that's a really good point. And yeah, no, I gotta say, a lot of these people come back trying to get back lost money by gambling more, but in reality, they're just gonna lose more.
Right.
And
yeah, you've gotta think to yourself, how did I get into this position in the first place?
Right, you're digging,
you know,
a deeper hole.
Exactly. You're
right.
you're fighting an endless battle, you know.
Right, but then again, you go back to the basis of this whole idea, and it's really leads back to being addicted to,
right,
gambling and
your mental health. Yeah.
Okay, exactly. That's exactly where I was gonna go with this, is that essentially gambling does have an effect on your mental health, and as far as that goes, is it can be endless. It can be just as bad as taking a certain drug.
Oh yeah.
And
it is like a drug. It's a separate drug.
Right. And when you're gambling, there is actually, you experience a certain, like, you know, decisions that you have to make, and these decisions are based off the amount of dopamine and serotonin that's being released in your brain. And this is what really just triggers you to keep on wanting.
Yeah, it drives you to want to come in more, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
I could
wants
see that.
You to, you know, you want to play more, and just full circle. You're addicted, and your mental health is declining, and you're not realizing it. And
right,
it's just not a good thing in general.
Yeah, you know, I've seen it in person. I've seen many people, you know, they'll go in to, you know, to play. They'll start off having fun. You know, they'll start off playing and having a good time interacting with dealers. Dealers, you know, taught to have a great time with you and talk to you and, you know, really have, you know, have a good time. However, when that starts to transition into you, you know, for example, losing that money, now you flop into the other side and begin to want to make up what you've lost.
Right.
And that's where you start digging that hole.
Exactly, you start chasing your losses.
Right.
But, of course, the casino always wins.
Right.
Right.
And in the end, you know, they are the house. You have to drive to them.
That's right.
You have to drive to them. They're not coming to you. You know, they entice you with free comps to get you to come, and people do it. Some people will, you know, get a place there for a couple nights because of them.
So the casino is just really, it's rigged in multiple ways. Oh, yeah. That are,
it really is robbery. It's legal robbery.
Overlooked by the general public.
Absolutely.
Would you say? Yeah, by offering complimentary stays at their hotel or, you know, free play, free money.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is why you shouldn't gamble. Your host, Marco.
And your co-host, Joseph.
And we're out.